Hey, wellness crew, welcome back to another episode of Bags of Wellness. This is the podcast where we speak on wellness essentials for a balanced and thriving lifestyle. I am your host, Jessica Rowe, author and motivational speaker, and I am on my wellness journey with you. If you are starting your wellness journey, good for you. If you're thinking about starting your wellness journey, keep listening to this podcast because I'm going to give you all kinds of tips, tools, and advice about what it means to be well and how it feels to have an overall well-being. So keep staying tuned. I hope you were able to listen to a couple of the podcasts previously to this one, and I'm hoping you are enjoying them. So listen, let's get right into this week's episode. We're going to talk about how change is possible. It is possible for you to change. You want to change, you can change. You can change the way you think, you can change the way you feel, and you can change the way you act. We know this. We know it starts from within, and we know we can change our minds about doing something, because when we're driving, right, sometimes we want to go left and we're like, I'm decided I'm going to go right instead. Sometimes we want to go to Burger King, and then sometimes we want to go to a fancy restaurant. We change our minds all of the time. And when it comes to your wellness and starting your wellness journey and having a great overall well-being, there are going to be times where you're going to have to change the way you think, you feel, and you act in order to maximize your wellness, right? To get the best results from your wellness journey. Have you created a wellness plan yet? It's not that difficult. It's not that hard. You can sit down and write out things that you want to do differently, right? How do you think about your finances? How do you feel about your finances? Did you know financial wellness is a thing? Getting your finances in order, on track as much as you can, helps with your overall well-being and wellness. This is something that I was not aware of as I was starting my wellness journey. I looked up something, or I shouldn't say I looked it up. I came across something called the Wellness Wheel, and it's 8 parts of it, and finances was on there. Financial planning, that is of having wellness for yourself and your household, or whatever it is, you know, however you are doing your finances, being well in that area is so helpful. It is stress free. So I've read a few finance books. I've done some research, and I am changing the way I think, I feel, and I act when it comes to my finances. At first, it was just one way, and that was the way, but I had some stressors about it, some worries about it. But when I started to change the way I think when it came to my finances, I started to feel different, and I started to act different when it came to saving, when it came to investing, right? Saving what, right? Investing what? That was my mindset years ago. But in the last few years, it's like, okay, this is helpful. I feel better. I don't worry about my finances at all anymore because I put myself on a plan to financial wellness. It can be done. And again, it helps you feel better. It helps you make better decisions when you put yourself on that plan, stick to it as consistently as possible, right? And you start to just feel some kind of way. So I encourage you to do that when it comes to your finances, if you already have it. Remember, small steps, there's steps, right? They count. They make a difference. So don't despise it if it's, oh, well, I'm only able to save this amount of money per month or per week. It's a start in the right direction. So change is possible, right? Again, change is possible. So your overall wellness, it needs that. It needs the change from you. Because I heard, or I should say, maybe I read a quote. I think I heard this quote where the person was saying, if you're choosing to stay the same, why should your reality be any different? I'm kind of paraphrasing, but I'm not sure if that is the correct way that he said it. But hopefully you get where I'm coming from when I'm speaking on that. If you're not changing, your reality is going to be the same, right? So if you don't make changes in first the way you think about things, you're not going to feel any different about things. And then you're not going to take any actions on things. So let's say your social wellness, that is a thing, who you socialize with, who you are having yourself around these days. Are they good for you? Are they good for your wellness? Are you good for each other? Are you good for this group? Or is this group good for you? Is it bringing any positivity to your life? Do you think different? Do you feel different? Do you act different when you surround yourself in this group or around these couple of people that you're hanging around or that you're socializing with? That's a part of your wellness, y'all. It's a part of your wellness and your well-being. Because when you walk away from this group for the evening or for the week or whatnot, you want to come away from this group feeling good. You want to come to this group acting just all, you know, just acting eager. And, you know, you just can't wait to communicate with them because you're all thinking on the same page and you have the same ideas and the goals and concepts and things like that. So you can't wait to get back with your social group, right? You want to be around them because you have good feelings when you come away from that group and you are excited to meet up back with them. Ask yourself that question. The group that you've been hanging around with is a thing called, you know, for your social wellness, right? It's helpful to your wellness socially. And we don't think about those things, right? We don't think about if this group or these people that I'm around or this person I'm around, we don't think about them being toxic. You know, we probably kind of see it, but we don't want to believe it because deep down we may like being around this crowd or this person, but we got a sense that something is not right. And like they say, you should always go with your gut feeling. Also, being in that social circle or that environment, ask questions. You know, if you're someone who needs answers, ask questions about things. Or some of us have good discernment, right? We have good judge of character of people. We can already see and tell and know that this not gonna work, or this person is a liar, this person is not genuine, or this person is truthful, this person is helpful, this person is genuine, right? We can tell those things just by our judgments, just by the look in the feel and the actions of that person, or the way that person may talk, right? We can feel those things. So your social well-being is important as well. Now, I know you all, this may seem like a lot, but again, I'm telling you, go and look up the wellness wheel, right? It has 8 components to it, and it has a little bit of information in regards to it. And you can kind of take away from that and plan your wellness journey that way, right? Plan your healing journey through using this wellness wheel. It was an eye-opener for me. I have printed mine out, and there's also a kind of quiz or a little test you can take to see from on a scale of 1 to 5, where are you in your financial wellness or your financial journey? Where are you when it comes to your socializing with people? Where are you with that? And I mean, you can go by this or not, but it's asking you questions that will help you come to some resolutions or conclusions, maybe that have been mind-boggling to you. Maybe you're like scratching your head or confused about some things sometimes when it comes to your finances. If you don't have a financial planner or if you don't have financial help, maybe this taking this quiz or this assessment, I should call it, assessment about your wellness. Look into that. Do the work. Do the research. Get that pen and paper out and make this a part of your journal. Make it a journal prop when it comes to your finances, when it comes to the people you're socializing with. Make it a journal prop and be specific. Be honest. You know, be aware. Don't skimp on anything. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself what you've been seeing, right? Tell yourself what you've really been feeling. Tell yourself what you've been thinking and tell yourself, hey, this is how I'm acting on my finances from now on. This is how I'm acting when it comes to my social wellness or my social circle from now on. Be honest and truthful with yourself. You will feel a whole lot better. Right, you may feel a little weird because again, it's something new, it's something different. You're trying to process it and you don't understand it wholly or all the way. But once you continue working on it, again, this is your lifestyle. This is the way you're going to be living from now on, healthy and positive, right? Having a healthy and positive attitude about things. And when you do face challenges or when you do feel kind of, you know, just kind of things don't seem right, things don't feel right, get to the root of it. Get to the root cause of it and be honest about it. That's the only way you can really get to your problems. And again, seek help. Go to a therapist. Go to counseling, your pastor. People are out here to help you overcome issues and concerns and problems and help you with worries and things that you have and be open to that. Remember, when you're reaching out to help, it may not seem the way that you thought it would be, but remember, you're looking for help. So be open to some things. You don't have to agree with everything, but be open to some things, okay? And that way you will get the help that you need and walk away with creating something or having something in mind that's going to help you on your overall well-being and wellness journey. So that's it for today's episode. I'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good one.